I went out and a guy a few nights ago and recorded the audio, but it's really scuffed in my pocket. Did I ever send it to you? Question mark. Huh. Now that sure sounds like something that's pretty standard procedure. Scuffed in your pocket. Hey, were any of the current accusers men? Because if not, I think we found another victim. That sounds like you secretly recorded it. And did I even send that to you? He's like, God, I've sent it to so many people. I honestly can't remember whether you were one of them. Under the statute, it is illegal to secretly observe or record an individual in a private setting where they have reasonable expectation of privacy, such as a bedroom, bathroom, without their consent. In Florida, secretly recording without consent is a felony that can result in serious criminal penalties. Oh, another applicable law in Florida. Distributing obscene materials, including sex tapes, without permission is a misdemeanor or felony depending on the circumstances. First offense, distribution of obscene materials is a first degree misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a fine. Second or subsequent offense, distributing obscene materials is a third degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine. So a lot of channels have been covering this situation with Destiny recording people without them knowing in very compromising, the most compromising situations they could possibly be in, and then distributing those videos and audio to people without their consent. Well, certainly in the event that they did give consent to be recorded, they definitely did not give consent for anyone to see it. And in most cases, they didn't even have the knowledge that it was being recorded anyway, right? So I feel like I should capture your attention right out of the gate in this video, since we've already established in the intro that this is something that he did habitually, right? Right out of the gate, right? You guys heard that? Recorded it in his pocket, some dude, none of the accusers are dudes, okay? Did I send that to you? Which means he sent it to everybody. He doesn't even remember if he sent it to this girl who he's got years of leaked DMs with that we're going to go through shortly. Now, whether you can forgive behavior like what we just laid out, I think everybody has the same line in the sand when it comes to kids. Mess around with kids, your career is over, okay? I would say that there has been a hard red line in the sand when it comes to people even thinking about messing around with kids. Am I right? Because CP, someone gets caught with CP in their computer, you ever going to watch their show again? You ever going to talk to them again? You ever going to associate with them ever again? Is there proof that they ever put a hand on a kid? No, but they fantasized about it and they watched content on it, right? It's a headshot. So I just wanted to give that as the backdrop for this particular leaked message, which says, I like the idea of some young person who's been trained up to be the ultimate little pleasure servant. A young person. I wonder what he meant by that. Like what kind of young person needs to be trained up to be the ultimate little pleasure servant? Kid, probably, right? I mean, probably a kid. Now, if you wanted to be as generous as possible, oh, he's not specifically saying kids right there. What about here? Oh, you were hot at 10? Question mark. Any pics? Check DMs. 10. He said the word 10. 10 years old. Okay? I have a 12-year-old. She's a child. I have a 9-year-old that's closer to 10. This is not like, okay, we're talking about a baby, okay? Like a 9-year-old's a baby, a 10-year-old's a baby. And his response was, Jesus, I've never wanted to bend someone over the hood of their little tyke so bad. You want to know how many hot 10-year-olds there are? You know, if you're not wired to be a sick, demented kitty banger, none. None is the answer. Zero. Not one. There are no hot 10-year-olds. None. Apparently, he was unaware of that, though, right? He was unaware of that. But as soon as you hear that story, makes you want to go and revisit some other things that he's on video saying. Jokes, guys. Jokey, funny stories. Maybe not really jokes at all. So let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of those.
You're hanging with children.
Well, you know, they're hotter.
You're hanging with children.
Well, you know, they're hotter.
Yeah. I shouldn't tell this because I'm going to get f***ing arrested. Or Child Protective Services. Yeah. I used to be part of this horrible thing called the Bro Squad, okay? Fucking me, if you remember that fucking Cheeks bitch, and fucking a couple other people that have never been on my stream before, we're part of the Bro Squad, and what we would do is we would go around Justin TV streams, trolling the shit out of these people. And we went around from fucking channel to channel, like fucking around. Like, it was just horrible shit. We went to this channel with this fucking, like, this kid was like 8 years old, and he was fucking broing out with everybody in this chat. I can't even believe it.
Me? Oh my god. Well, actually, I can.
It was like, I didn't even know. Like, we were on Skype. We were like, holy shit. Like, we had to do like a double take because we didn't even know. Like, what the fuck was on. Like, we were looking at like an 8-year-old like on the fucking screen. His f***ing brother. And his brother, we called him Captain Push-Ups, would like come in the room. And this guy was 14 years old. He had his shirt off and he was like this. Like watching the stream the entire time and shit. Oh my god.
Ha ha, funny joke. Kids are hotter. Kids are hotter. And on in open air, had an 8-year-old with a big group of people, apparently, the bro squad, had an 8-year-old, okay, with his 14-year-old brother with his shirt off. Is that funny to you guys? You guys think that's funny? Because again, I told you, I have a 9-year-old, dude. I have a 7, 9, and 12-year-old. Like, I'm telling you, right, like, I dare someone to get my kid on a video chat and have them get naked. Do that. Go ahead and do that. I mean, don't. But do that if you have no long-term plans. Here's who he really is, man. Now let's take a look at some of his leaked DMs with this other girl. Just so you can understand what kind of degenerate that we're talking about, okay? Like, this is... And we're going to get into now where he admits to this being a totally habitual thing where he would record people against their will without them knowing and then distribute it without anyone knowing. Like, if you think this happened 3 times, this probably happened 3,000 times with this guy. So I'm going to go through these chat logs as best I can. And I mean, it's hard to even get through. It's disgusting. I got to be honest. It's gross. So we're going to have to make up some code words for this section where we're going to be going through some of these leaked DMs, because if I read these, we're going to get not only demonetized, we're going to get 18 plus. So let's say that you're a man and someone takes your unit and kind of goes like this for a long time. And then you, I might say you are coming to see me. We're going to call that jimming. All right. So it's Jim and jimming for that. And I guess we're just going to, I guess, just go from there and we'll figure it out as we go. Okay. So, and obviously the, you know, swear word that rhymes with puck, we're just going to say F. All right. So these are some leaked ones that are going to give context to the one that we talk about with him secretly taking videos, which is a felony in Florida, and then distributing them, which is an additional felony in Florida, okay? So this is him talking to Rose, whoever this person is, who was apparently cheating on her boyfriend at the time of this, as we'll get to later. F, have you ever worn a plug before? By the way, this is July of 22. Oh, a B plug? If so, yes, I wear one at least a couple times a week while I'm out. Also, why didn't you invite me to your Minecraft server? Hey, those two things. She's all, yeah, sometimes when I go out, I shove things up my... And also, I wanted to play Minecraft. Destiny says, I've been using one the past 2 days, and oh my God, it's intense. You can join if you want. She says, I thought you weren't into B stuff, so I'm surprised. He said, yeah, I'm not normally. I guess I wanted to try. She says, do you like it? He says, yeah, it's so intense. Damn. She said, we can get matching ones, CX. I don't know what CX means. He says, oof, okay, deal. Did anything specific happen that made you want to try the plug? He said, just wanted to, just at home, you know, thinking about S-ing on a guy and decided to try it. You guys may recall, I'm sure I've mentioned it earlier in the video, that a video dropped of Destiny, you know, like, oh, I wonder what this popsicle stick tastes like. Word was that it was Nick Fuentes. I don't know. But anyway, bottom line, he likes to do that. And so he was thinking about doing that and he wanted to try. He says, yeah, I don't know if it's the same for women, but when you start to get close and your body starts contracting, it's so effing intense, the plug-in. I'm only worried about somehow it swallowing the plug. Good God. She says, have you only, you know, with it in? Yeah, like 4 times now. You should try having S with it, she says. He says, might try that next. Melania is out of town next week. She says, have you ever tried your, oh my God. Oh my God, I forgot about this. Have you ever had your bee eaten? You know? Yes, but is what we're talking about. Eaten. He says, just once by a dude. She says, did you like it? He says, it was good only because he was super, super into it. I didn't really want to, but he begged me for like 10 minutes until I let him. That's nice of you. She says, I feel like you're on a gay preference lately. Dude, I'm sorry. Listen, for the record, I could read this like any way that I want. I could just read through this. The only reason that I'm hesitate is because I'm like, wow, I'm going to get demonetized. Oh, I'm going to get 18 plus. Oh, I'm going to get demonetized. I'm going to get 18 plus. That's where my hesitation from. Believe me, I could just read this the way that it is. He says, He said, oh my God. He says, I just super love sucking D. When I haven't for a while, I get needy. Ha ha ha. She says, cute. He says, remember? Gym fetish. Remember, you know, we call that gymming. Gym fetish too. Have you recorded any BJ gym videos recently? So again, I just, you know, to be clear, this is standard procedure that they were recording it and then sharing it against the, you know, without anybody knowing. So moving along, she says, do you ever get scared about people finding out at your kinks? He says, if someone leaked my foot gym kink, it would be annoying. Yeah. Everybody remembers what gym is, right? Okay. She said, I was very surprised when I found out. I never imagined you'd be into that stuff. He said, yeah, F. I have a small fantasy of some guy finding out and then blackmailing me to suck him every day or else he'd leak it. So, yeah. I mean, listen, dude, let me be totally straight with you guys. That's actually a pretty standard fantasy for girls. You know, nothing against, you know, like dudes are into whatever. But I can tell you, girls, at least girls I know, that's a pretty standard operating procedure fantasy, you know, getting blackmailed into doing something they don't want to do. But I've never heard a dude talk about it before. But again, I don't have very much experience with degenerate by dudes. I can't read this one, but it says, I want to eat a load off your soles too, like off the foot. So eat a load off the foot and then more gym and then get out of bed. So yeah, then we get to this one. He says, oh my God, dude, I forgot about this too. Eating my own is fun because I know as soon as I start gymming, it's all going back into my mouth. And that sounds amazing. Does he gym a lot? She says, yeah, he does. He has a big D too, if that's a turn on for you. He says, yeah, F, it would be so hot spending an hour S-ing on him. Again, dude, kinks are kinks, right? I don't care about any of that, you know? I really don't care about any of that, to be honest. It's more the other stuff, okay? Yeah, F, just finished showering, had to get the gym off of me. F, I have the biggest fantasy of just having like a young dude, having like a young dude that gyms a lot or gyms a ton that I could just S off every night, arg. Okay. How young we talking, bud? Now, skipping ahead, this is in April of 2022 or something. He said, yeah, if we knew each other earlier, maybe you could have come down for this Texas debate thing for a night or two. And she's like, that would have been fun. Could be there right now draining you over and over while you do stuff on your phone. Okay. Ugh, F. Have you ever done snowballing before? I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I have some ideas. He said, let me gym in your mouth, then crawl up and give me a big sloppy kiss with your mouth. Still full of my gym so I can swallow it too. Nice. And she says, oh, I haven't done that yet. Would be fun, though. Something cream pie, something. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's something about. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sucking gym out of her. Now, listen, I'm not going to pretend that I've never heard of these things before. Obviously, I'm not like, I mean, listen, there's nothing that you're going to come up with that I've never heard of. OK, but I don't know, man. Hearing her say it's a lot. So he says finally found a dude last night. F, I S'd him off in the back seat. Was super, super hot and fun. She says, nice. Did you get a nice big loon? He says, yes. And he said he has a hard time gymming in cars. So I had to build him up for an hour. And she says, will you meet him again? He says, I might. He has his hands all over me and it was driving me crazy. And he S'd me off at the end too. Okay. Really? God, man. Okay. All right. So she says, did you just S him? Or he said, yeah, just still just a, still just head. How was his gym? Good, like always, but he didn't let me edge him. As soon as he got close, he wanted to gym. I love essing for 4 to 5 minutes afterwards. They're so sensitive. Oh my God, man. I've never heard a dude talk like this before, man. I'm just going to be totally straight. He just watched me jay off. I have no idea how I'm going to be able to get this through. So here's one example of a headshot related to him recording people and them not knowing. Okay, so he says, this is, again, still April of 20. This is April 23. I've heard of it. Yeah, probably just depends on the person, but that doesn't sound totally abnormal. She says, how's your S life at the moment? He says, pretty okay. Mel is out tonight and her sister is doing stuff. So I went downstairs and S'd off a guy from Grindr. I recorded the audio. It's not that great, but still fun. Now you're like, okay, well, that doesn't prove anything. You're like, that's true. Let's continue the conversation, though. She said, thank you. Have you been doing more stuff with guys lately still? I know when we talked a bit ago, you were going through a Grindr thing. He said, not a ton, just giving head to a few more. One guy finally let me do videos, but I didn't get him didn't get him filling my mouth. At the end, she said, do you think you'd ever want to do a GBB threesome where you and the girl play with the guy? And he says, maybe, yeah. I've got a ton of fantasies around that. Like a guy being edged hardcore by a girl and I'm brought in just to finish him, or giving a guy a BJ while a girl gives him a foot job at the same time. She says, I guess you'd probably want to kiss the gym between you and the girl too. Oh my God. I can't actually read this one. Okay. But here's where you wanted the headshot, right? For him sharing. Okay. So here you go. Tough to explain this one away, I would say. All right. So, He's, they're dirty talking, right? He says, I think I'd want you under my desk instead. Then he says, I went out and sucked a guy a few nights ago and recorded the audio, but it's really scuffed in my pocket. Did I ever send it to you? ? Huh. Now that sure sounds like something that's pretty standard procedure. Scuffed in your pocket. So that sounds like you secretly recorded it. And did I even send that to you? He's like, God, I've sent it to so many people. I honestly can't remember whether you were one of them. Is there any other way to interpret that? Now this one is called a headshot. Okay, so this is in July of 2023. He's been having this conversation with the same girl for years, all the dirty talk for years. And so he's feeling real comfortable. He's real comfortable. He could tell her anything and it's going to be fine. So now he's going dark and he's going deep. And he says he fantasizes about the idea of having some young person who's been trained up to be the ultimate little pleasure servant. Now, I wonder what he meant by a young person and a trained up pleasure servant. I wonder if you went into his hard drive looking for the deepest, darkest fantasies he has, if you might find some CP. Hey, where'd he come up with that fantasy? You know, just spun it up in his own mind. You think maybe he got it from somewhere else? Or if it is from his own mind, you think maybe he sought out some material to, you know, feed that need? So your boy fantasizing about some young person trained up to be the ultimate pleasure servant.
Hey, I'm children.
Well, you know, they're hotter.
So that's probably enough for today. If you made it this far, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to the channel, ring the bell so you know next time I upload. And if you're in the MMA space and you made a couple videos about me, one where there was an hour and a half, the other one was another hour, you wanted a title shot, motherfucker, you better hope that I decide not to give it to you, because I'll bury your fucking career right underneath this piece of shit.